the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. I'm so excited to have you with me here today. So today I want to welcome you to 2022. It is New Year's Day. So the last couple of years, I think most of us can say, has not been the greatest of years, as the different policies have been around, the job losses, the economy, and we're all kind of wanting to have a better year. Interestingly, I made this episode earlier and decided to delete it because it just wasn't what I wanted. And then we got hit by a lot of storms. So we have been under tornado watches and warnings pretty much the whole day. I'm hoping this is not how the rest of 2022 is going to happen. So today I just want to discuss, what are some of your New Year's resolutions? With dyslexia and ADHD, the executive functioning of organizing, planning, and meeting certain goals is often not as good as other people or typical people. I often say, I can see exactly what I want, and I just have some issues getting there. For instance, I knew exactly what I wanted my garden to be. I knew exactly what I had planned in my head, but putting it all together is sometimes a little bit more difficult. Now, I've had a lot of time learning how to plan and meet certain goals, but even I struggle at times. And what I've realized is my kids really struggle with this. Every year, we do a vision board, and the expectation is like, okay, we're going to work on our visions for the coming year, and we're going to see where we are at the end of the year, and how did we do it? I have heard so many people talk about how great vision boards are for them and how it really helped them succeed. But honestly, it hasn't been the perfect thing for us. I have noticed that my kids see the vision, but they're not quite sure how they reach that goal. So this year, we're going to do a little bit of a different approach. I'm having them write down their goals and things that they want to work on. For instance, both of my kids are writing books. Both of them are wanting to learn an instrument. And both of them want to work on their businesses. So having those goals written down is really good to say, okay, how can we reach that goal? For my daughter, she wants to have the book published by the end of the year. So having a monthly checklist of meeting certain criteria to ensure that she meets that goal is really going to be very important. And then we're going to make the vision board so that she can see it and remember to check on it. So I'm also going to have a weekly check-in list saying, hey, you were supposed to write one chapter a week. Did you do it? Is it completed? And if it was not done, what stopped her from succeeding? What was the issue? Why she could not get it done that week? And then saying, okay, well, moving forward, what can we do to ensure that next week you hit your goal? Also, I think it's going to be very important that you have some leeway. So maybe have a week or 2 weeks off throughout the month. So that way, if the goal is not met, you're not having a crunch time. Another goal for my kids is learning an instrument. So ensuring that we set time throughout the week so that they can practice is really going to be very important. And again, just checking it off. Hey, did you practice the piano for 3 hours this week? If not, why? What stopped you? And how can we succeed for next week? And I think that's really going to be very important so that way they get into good habits and understanding how to reach goals. The reality is we all have goals we want. We all have aspirations and inspirations. And how do we get there? That's a hard concept for many of us. And I think dyslexics and ADHD people, we have so many ideas and we're just so creative and we're so entrepreneurish. And how can we meet that? How can we go and figure it out and allowing ourselves not only to see the end result, but all the little steps is really important to see. And then also giving ourselves grace. Okay, we didn't make it this week. That's okay. We're going to work on it again next week. My husband loves to do 75-day hard challenges. But one thing that I don't necessarily agree with is if one day half of it is not completed, then he failed and he has to start over. And I think for us, if we say, oh, we didn't do half of it, and then having to start over, that may be more difficult because we're not giving ourselves grace. But we can say, okay, I didn't do that half a day, or I didn't make that day, but guess what? Tomorrow I'm going to start all over. I think for a lot of us, when we fail a challenge or we don't succeed in some way, we just want to stop and we just want to put it down and just leave it behind. And I don't think that that's necessarily the right approach. Sometimes it is, if that is just too hard or too difficult and unmanageable. But if it's something that we're working on, like publishing a book, if we don't hit that week, that's okay. We can pick it up next week. So allowing yourself grace as well is going to be an important part. So for my goals this year, I have many, probably too many, because I think I could do it all. But I really want to be focused on the podcast and on the website, as well as building my business. I'm currently writing curriculum for a couple of companies, and I really would like to have the opportunity to give myself the time to write my own curriculum and get that published. I'd also like to work on my book. It is about my ferret, and he is a very special ferret, and I really would like to write that book, and it's been on my list for a couple years now. My other goal is to ensure that I am exercising and getting plenty of sun during the day. While this spring, summer, and fall, I am outside all the time, and walking is great, but I definitely struggle on making sure that I am doing strength training exercise. So I know the importance of it, and I used to be a fitness instructor, and I actually used to teach it, so I know what I'm doing. I honestly just get overwhelmed with everything I have to do in the day, and something goes on the back burner, and it's usually the exercising part. So I'm really going to work on that. The other thing that we're going to do is we have family goals that we work on every year. So we have individual goals, but then we have family. So this year we're going to continue our Bible study as a family. We are going to get together every morning and we are going to do a devotional or read from the Bible and then come together as a family to discuss that. Luckily, we homeschool, so it's kind of intertwined in that. We're just going to be sure that we stick to it and don't let things get in our way. So instead of doing it in the evening, we are going to do it in the morning. I also find that getting in the right mindset is really important in the morning, and we're going to ensure that we're given Thanksgivings every morning and being very thankful for everything we have and being able to verbally say that. And my husband and son are going to be reading the same books. My husband is going to read 10 pages a day of a self-help book and expecting my 16, almost 17-year-old son to read that same book, and they're going to discuss it. So our goal is to really grow ourselves in many different areas and in different manners. So these are just some things that we are going to work on, and I would love to know, what are your goals for this year? Are you wanting to travel more, spend less money, be on top of school, be more thankful, be in better shape, eat healthy? Whatever it is, just remember, if you are doing really well for a little bit and then you fall off, guess what? That's okay. Just jump right back on. Because the reality is, it takes a long time to change our behaviors and to change our habits. I think it's 6 to 8 weeks. And I want to say, for people with ADHD, I'm not ever sure if we have a habit, unless it's a bad habit, because I have plenty of those. All right, guys. Well, I look forward to hearing from you, and thank you so much for your support. I look forward to continue to do this podcast throughout 2022 and get into some really good habits. Have a great day.